Hello, this is Michelle, and welcome to another episode of Love, Life, and Energy. Today I'm going to be talking about the concept of the twin flames, and if you've watched that documentary on Netflix, I'm going to be talking a bit about that. And if you're wondering how you can be sure who is your soulmate, you're going to want to listen to this episode.
Hey, my name is Michelle Chung, and I'm a live manifestation expert, which means I help women manifest their soulmate live in person, offline. And I help career-driven A-type alpha women find their man so they can have the amazing, committed, and effortless relationship they deserve.
So a few people were talking about this documentary, and I didn't have any idea what they were talking about. And then I found it on Netflix, and it was basically about kind of like this cult, this Twin Flames Facebook group that a lot of women were kind of going to in hopes of finding their soulmate, finding their twin flame. And I guess they were kind of the Netflix documentary were kind of like panning it out like it was a cult, like they forced people to do things that they didn't want to do or things that they were uncomfortable with, and they were just interviews of members of the group who were saying, "Oh, I, had to do this, or I had to do that." And it was basically saying that the leaders of the group were the only ones who could manifest your twin flame for you, and then they would suggest who that person is, and then they'd give you like advice and instruct you to like, "Oh, go meet your twin flame." Even though they live across the state, go be with them, go live together, go get married. So they became really encouraging, or perhaps insistent, that that is your particular person. And I guess they were interviewing the women themselves, going, "I don't really feel that, he was really the one." But the leaders of the group were saying, "Yeah, this is that's the guy. Someone's turned up in your life by coincidence in the last couple of days, and you're ready for him now." And once you're successfully with your twin flame, then they wanted you to become a coach and coach other people in the group on how you found your twin flame and how you're living your life and being that example, that success case story, case study kind of thing. And what I guess my main takeaway from watching this is that no one should tell you who you're meant to be with. Coaches, that's not the job of coaches. Coaches are meant to guide you to understand yourself in a deeper level and understand your own decision-making process. And coaching helps you with your own decision-making process so that you can make these decisions for yourself. No one should be telling you that is your soulmate, that's your twin flame, go meet him, especially if you're going against your own feeling, your own intuition, your own gut instinct, or just even that feeling of like not really wanting to do what they're telling you to do. So it was really interesting, and I guess it's like one of the very sensitive subjects of, dealing with people's emotions and people being vulnerable and opening up and not knowing to follow their intuition or to draw boundaries. So found it a really interesting documentary. And also, I mean, that's why having a really healthy, balanced self-esteem and knowing how to follow your intuition is so important. And like I just mentioned, you should never follow external advice, even from a coach, someone who's like supposed to be an expert. Like they can be expert of a process of something that they've done, that they've mastered, but no one should be telling you what to do. I mean, if you're blatantly saying, "Tell me what to do, tell me what to do," then you're really giving your power away, aren't you? You're not making these decisions for yourself. And as a consequence of making your own decisions, yes, you have to deal with the outcome and the results of the decisions you made. And that's adulting, isn't it? That's part of growing up, that you fully own and take responsibility of all the actions that you've taken, and you learn from them. It's one of the exercises in my program as well, like absolute responsibility. What is that concept of absolute responsibility? It's taking responsibility of your actions, and even if you are very influenced by people who you really believe in, learn how to listen to your intuition. So in this episode, I'm going to share a little bit about having a strong intuition and what that looks like. And so basically, what I've found in my life and my experience and what I've seen with other women, that having that strong intuition really means knowing yourself from your inside, from your higher power, your guides, God, if you're religious. Those are the directions, the ones that are giving you the clues and that help you towards your purpose in life and towards, and your soulmate will be along your purpose, your life path. So knowing and being really clear about your purpose and what kind of relationship really is key. So as I speak a lot about dependent relationships and interdependent relationships, being that whole and complete self-fulfilled individual naturally magnetizes someone else who is whole and complete, self-fulfilled individual, and as well, right? Similar energies attract similar energies. So having this healthy self-esteem is when you know that you're getting blindsided or you're being led away from your highest good, when you're being manipulated to serve someone else's purpose, right? Manipulated in the way that it's not for your own good. If it's a win-win situation, then absolutely, I think, go for it. But your intuition will tell you that. And often, if you're feeling like nervous or queasy or doubtful, that, something is the wrong thing. I mean, it could very well be just fear and resisting change, but also take a look at, is this a win-win situation? Do you get what you want? Do you get what you deserve? The love and committed, fulfilling relationship. So another concept I've talked about a lot as well is selfishness. It's underrated. That you must only ever do something because of your self-love, and that's what I call maybe selfishness, this high level of self-love and love for others around you, right? Only ever take the actions from a place of love. Ask yourself, am I doing this from a place of self-love, or am I doing this because I'm trying to please someone else, or I'm just confused and don't know what I'm doing? If you're confused, just stop, take a breath, and pause. It's not being indecisive, it's just about taking the time and creating space so that you can receive the right information and intuition from your guides. Okay, so the difference now is, well, self-esteem comes from valuing your experiences and the gains you have made in your life and being grateful by learning from those experiences, right? So that's very much the I guess the theme here, to avoid falling prey to people and being manipulated by other people is to have that really high self-esteem and knowing when to say no and respecting your own boundaries. Okay, so back to intuition and how you can strengthen it. Well, I like to practice with smaller things so you don't have as much attachment and expectation to it. So I say to myself, what do I feel like? What do I feel like eating today? And often, and actually just the other day, I manifested an ice cream. I said to myself, I feel like something sweet. And I kind of just let it go. I wasn't in any place that I was able to order anything, food wise. And I was just walking down the street. And then my intuition kind of led me around the corner. And there, in a shop that was normally selling homewares, they were giving out free ice creams. And I was like, oh my gosh, my intuition just led me to walk in this direction. And yeah, manifested an ice cream. Other things that I like to do to listen to my intuition and strengthen is like just ask myself, what does my body need right now? What do I want to do right now? And just get quiet. I think quieting the busy voice inside your head, it was one of the biggest things that I feel like I've accomplished since starting my personal growth journey. I used to have a very noisy head full of self-doubt and asking myself questions and what if this and what if they didn't like that or what if they don't like me and all these very these questions that filled my head and made it very noisy. And I guess when you do have that high self-esteem, your mind is a lot quieter. You're able to listen to your intuition and receive the downloads and receive the right advice from within yourself and not the advice from external people around you. If you like to meditate and it works for you, that's a perfect way you can also access your intuition. If you, I'm not much of a meditator myself. I also find it, challenging to get into that state of pure stillness. But I do love a different kind of meditation, which is more a moving meditation. So I love cooking. It completely empties my mind and it fills my soul and makes me really, really present. And just being present is the point of meditation, isn't it? It's just getting you to focus on the present. There are other ways you can do that to get really present. There's a breathing meditation you can do, which is just a focus on your breathing and just being able to slow down your breathing and lower down your parasympathetic nervous system. That also helps you get much more in touch with and get more present. And strengthening your intuition is a lot about just quieting your mind and being able to listen and receive, and that's that feminine energy of receiving. And I find that, even when I'm walking or running along the beach, I also get really my best ideas there. Or if I've just woken up. You can also do something that's called dream programming. It's quite simple to do. You basically make sure you've asked yourself a question before you go to sleep, saying, how do I find a solution to this problem I have in my life, my business, or my work, or my relationships, and then go to sleep. And then often you can notice that your dreams start to become more like clues, and learn to keep a journal next to you in bed, as soon as you wake up, write them down. And that's a really great way of honing your intuition. Because it's also like, it's kind of like a feedback loop. It's like you ask and it's like a prayer. It's like, hey, universe, can you help me with this? And then you wait and listen and you receive. So you ask and you receive, right? And the more you do it, the more universe is going to say, hey, this woman is, in tune with us. She's listening and I'm going to give her more of the same. And it's always like that, isn't it? We attract more of the same of what we ask for, what we vibrate. And universe doesn't know any difference between I want this or I don't want this. So make sure it's always in the term of, this is what I'm moving towards, and make it in a positive energy. So hopefully you got something valuable out of this episode. Make sure you DM me on Instagram if you've got any questions. And please make sure you subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends if you find it useful, inspiring, interesting, and hopefully they'll love it as well. And yeah, definitely keep in touch and see you in the next episode.